Hey, I'm OMF Grant. Today, I'm chatting with my pal, Aurelia. In 2012, she hosted an episode of MTV's show, Weird Vibes, where she attended Pitchfork Music Festival and interviewed a ton of bands. You've probably seen a clip of her giving A$AP Rocky a plate with his face on it, which quickly became a meme and left the internet with more questions than answers. And now, almost a decade later, we're getting the answers so many have searched for. Enjoy! Dude, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Dude, I'm so stoked. I don't even know where to... Well, I do know where to start. I printed out a whole thing of questions. We're going deep.
A lot of questions.
Yeah. Well, let's just jump right into it. So Aurelia here won a contest through MTV in 2012, and she got to interview bands at Pitchfork Music Festival, which was in Chicago, for an episode of a TV show called Weird Vibes. You guys probably have seen the interview she did with A$AP Rocky. Very famously, she gave him a plate with his face on it. So first, I want to know, and the people want to know, how you won the contest. Because to my understanding, you had to guess a certain amount of gumballs.
It was a fake contest.
Really?
So it was staged, yeah.
No way. Throw me a curveball already. Tell me all about it.
The creator of the show, Shirley Braha, she also owns Marnie the Dog. I was friends with her.
I was going to mention trivia. I was like, so most people probably don't know this, but Shirley, who produced it, owns Marnie the Dog. That is so funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so you knew her ahead of time.
I was friends with her through the internet, and we both came up with the idea to have me interview at Pitchfork. So then we thought, what would be the best way to do it? So we thought the contest with the giant check thing.
Oh my God. That's amazing. See, I never would have known that had you not shown up on my For You page, then this wouldn't have happened. I guess in that case, because I was going to say, in an interview with one of the other bands, you mentioned that you guessed 812 exact gumballs. So that didn't happen.
No.
No way. Wow. We're
getting made it on the spot.
That is the best. And then curiously, so this is 2012. How old were you then?
Very young.
Yeah. Okay. So you win the contest, and MTV Weird Vibes shows up at your door with a giant check, and there were some prizes. My favorite was the Best Coast coasters, and
yeah.
And they also gave you some hummus. How was the hummus?
I never received it.
Wow.
Got lost in the mail.
How dare someone got hummus and didn't realize it was for a legend, sent to the wrong address probably. So they fly you out to the festival, or were you like living pretty close?
I lived in Ohio. I drove to the festival.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So they didn't even fly you out there. MTV, stingy. So you get to Pitchfork. And did you, I don't know if, like, is that festival, like, multiple days or is it one?
3 days.
3 days? Were you interviewing across, like, all the days or just one day?
Well, I was only supposed to interview on Saturday and Sunday, but the A$AP Rocky interview happened on Friday.
So you were booked and busy the whole weekend. I love that. Okay, so did they give you any kind of direction? Did they prepare the questions for you, or is it kind of just more like, just wing it?
Shirley and I wrote the questions together for most of it, and then some of it was improvised.
Amazing. I love that. This is, again, I'm so stoked that we're having this conversation. You have no idea. Literally, like, I'll just be, like, walking, like, on a walk or getting exercise, and I'll just be, like, running along, like, I just interviewed A$AP Rocky, and I gave him a plate. It just pops in my head. I don't know why. Just, like, the rhythm is catchy. Okay, so you interviewed not just A$AP Rocky, of course. There's, like, at least on YouTube, because I'm assuming there was more that didn't make it to YouTube, but on YouTube, you interviewed Cloud Nothings, A$AP Rocky, Colts, Purity Ring, Ryan Schreiber, the founder of Pitchfork, Flying Lotus, and Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Before I ask you anything, I think my favorite moment in any of those happens when you're interviewing Colts and you give them like a drawing and you're like, I just made this for you. And they're like, is this from the day? And then immediately you're just like, I don't know, she printed it.
Yeah.
It's genius. I love that. I guess since not everything's on YouTube, was there anything interesting that you really remember that like didn't make the cut for YouTube or the episode?
No, most of it made the cut.
Right on.
Yeah.
So everyone wants to know about the A$AP Rocky interview. Easily the most famous interview. Considering how frequently that like makes the rounds on the internet with like zero context, what's one thing you want people to know about you that they wouldn't know from that?
I don't know. Well, a lot of people think like they're confused whether it was staged or not. And it was like 50-50 because I interviewed him like right after I got on the festival and I wasn't supposed to interview anyone that day. So he was the first out of all the interviews that I did. And I didn't have like cue cards for him. So I just remembered the questions that we went over and I just picked ones from my other cue cards.
Amazing. Okay, so that makes sense because he definitely seems like put on the spot, but I also figured like that was kind of the nature of the show.
Yeah.
Because like it seemed like a lot of the show, like you mentioned, was prepared, but also like improvised to, you know, have some humor for it. That's really interesting. Do you remember when it was like, do you remember when that clip like really started gaining traction? Was it like immediately or was it like a couple years?
A couple years. When I did it, I thought only my friends were going to see it. But yeah, in 2015, it started going around a lot.
Nice. Because I think I saw it on Twitter before I saw it on YouTube. And on Twitter, it doesn't have the bumpers for Weird Vibes. So when A$AP Rocky makes the joke about Weird Vibes, you can't really read the mic. So no one knew that he was just like reading the mic.
Yeah.
You kind of beat me to the punch already, but the episode of Weird Vibes that you hosted was produced and edited by Shirley Braha, who some people may have seen her internet famous dog, Marnie the dog. Did you ever get to meet Marnie since you're friends?
Yeah.
No way. How was Marnie? Cool?
She's a very nice dog. We went to a Mexican restaurant together and ate tacos, and I took some pictures of Marnie with her like paws on the table.
Aw, that's so awesome. I was gonna say, because like Marnie was everywhere. That's crazy.
She didn't have Marnie when we first met, but like I went to Pitchfork like 2 years later and Marnie got to go to Pitchfork. She had like earplugs in her.
Oh, dude, no way. I always wondered that because like they'll go to these concerts and I'm like, dogs have like super sensitive hearing. So I'm surprised that they do that. But I didn't know that they had earplugs. That's amazing. I have another question. So have you won any other contests in your life?
Well, I'm trying to win a contest right now. There's a store I go to. It's called Crazy Bins and they buy like Amazon pallets and then they sell them. They put them in bins. So then they have like a $10 day, a $5 day, $2 day, and then $1 day. And they're having a contest for a TikTok. Whoever has the most views on the TikTok video wins $1,000 shopping spree.
Real quick, what's your TikTok at so everyone knows to go watch that later?
At the Endless Shrimp. I can't get Endless Shrimp because some little girl has it and I've been trying to buy it from her.
You're trying to do, she's like 11 and she doesn't know anything about like money yet and you're like trying to do business with her.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, I hope you get it. Maybe she'll change it and then you'll just be able to snatch it up.
Yeah, I hope
so. Yeah, I mean, I hope so for you. Just so it's like consistent across everything. Did you enjoy doing the interview or would you like never want to interview people again?
I want it again.
All right, cool. I was going to say, because like there's lots of comments on those videos that like you need your own show. And I totally agree because like you're great at it.
Thank you.
If you could interview any artist that you haven't already, who would you want to interview first?
Azealia Banks.
Ooh, nice. That would be a fun one.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I was lurking your Instagram. How was meeting Julian Casablancas?
It was good. I met him when I was 14. So that was like, yeah, that was my first concert was his solo tour.
Oh, no way. I'm going to ask you a couple questions that I really liked that you asked in some of those interviews. Do you think I'm a better VJ than Carson Daly?
Yeah, Shirley wrote that question.
I guess I can't be because I'm not technically a VJ. You are.
Yeah, I think you're better than Carson Daly.
Yes.
I like your TikToks.
Oh, thank you. Dude, I was so stoked when it said that. Like, first of all, like I was just stoked that you appeared on my For You page. And then I clicked and it showed that you followed me. I was like, no way. And I like texted all my friends. I was like, dude, like, you remember this video like that we talk about all the time? Like, she follows me. It's so crazy. Second question, though, following up the VJ one, what about Carmen Electra? Am I better at VJing than Carmen Electra?
Yes.
Sweet. Are there any bands you don't like?
Because
that was another question you asked.
I don't know if I should answer that, but...
No, you don't have to. I was just giving you a hard time. There's submissions from people, so let me read the ones that I like. At Esteban Casanova, he asked about ASAP, did you ever keep in touch? Like, did you ever cross paths with him at all?
Never.
Nothing?
No.
I had a hunch, but the people want to know. But you are still friends, because there's no reason not to be. Which actually leads me to @PinkLemonade_, a friend of mine also, asked, are you still friends with ASAP?
Yeah.
But, you know, there's no reason not to. Oh, Esteban also asked, what have you done since meeting ASAP Rocky? So I guess basically, what have you been up to?
Not much at all.
Right on. I love that. Because
mm-hmm.
Same. Kashikhan _forever, I hope I'm saying that right, asked, would you be friends with someone who liked all your tweets at once?
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to be a realist friend, just go on her Twitter and like all her tweets. And there you go, I guess. @mfems, I don't know if she's in here. She's a friend of mine also. She asked, can I be your friend?
Yes.
Cool. I expected a bunch of these, by the way, like to happen. So, because there's a couple that were like, can I be your friend? Are you still friends with ASAP? @itsLeanne, who actually is my mom. My mom wanted to ask this question. She said, can you make a plate with OMF Grant on it?
Maybe.
Hear that, mom? You might have a plate with me on it someday. And this is someone I think you know for sure. It says, @Nutella_Daniela.
Yeah.
What else did you do other than interview bands? And then in parentheses, it says, it's Daniela from Instagram. I love you.
Like, what did I do at the festival during Weird Vibes?
Yeah, I guess like when you weren't interviewing bands, did you get to enjoy like much of the show at all? Or were you kind of like all over the place?
Yeah, like I did the interviews during the day and then I got to go to all the shows at night.
Oh, sick. Okay. Yeah, I've never been, so I didn't know, like, how their schedule was.
It doesn't start till, like, 3 every day.
Okay, cool. This isn't one I prepared, but I just remembered. When you were interviewing the Ryan Schreiber, you said that one of your friends said he was mean. Where did that come from?
I think...
You don't have to, like, expose your friend, but I was just curious.
No, I don't remember, because so far back then, but I think it's because, like, I think Hipster Runoff wrote, like, an article about him and said he was mean, and my friend said he was mean, too.
So just the rumor mill going at it, basically.
Yeah. He's not mean. He's really nice.
I was gonna say, like, your guys' interview, like, I feel like flowed really well, and he seemed, like, into it. I don't know who played that year. Who was, like, your favorite artist that you saw?
Well, I have a thing. I don't know where I put it. Oh, yeah, so... I saw Vampire Weekend, and I'm trying to remember because it's, oh yeah, Grimes. I saw Grimes.
Oh, no way.
That was
fun. Awesome. Yeah. I've never seen either of them, but I'd love to see them. And actually, I was going to ask about Vampire Weekend because I saw on your Instagram there's a Ezra plate, but I hadn't, like, did that make it to the episode that aired on TV?
No. What happened was, is we didn't have those interviews set up. We brought the plates in case.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we didn't know we were going to run into ASAP Rocky. Like, I thought a Vampire Weekend interview would be much more likely to happen than the ASAP one. But I have a souvenir from Pitchfork.
I guess the Vampire Weekend only, yeah. Please, thank you. That's awesome. So that's kind of funny. You guys, they made the plates, but there was, like, a possibility that, like, you weren't going to run into whoever you need to get the plates to. That's hilarious. Oh, so my friend Alex wants to know, do you work in entertainment still or at all?
No. Though
you should, dude. You have it. I just know it. Did you do any interviews after the festival at any shows elsewhere, or have you interviewed other people, like, ever since, or not really?
No, I, like, tried to afterwards, and, like, but I like didn't have a manager or anything. Like, I emailed Pitchfork every year after to try to get, like, press passes to, like, do it by myself, but I was really young. Like, I was a teenager when I was doing that, so I didn't get to keep up with it.
And no worries. You got, now you're gonna blow up on TikTok. You're gonna be a famous TikToker, and then you can interview all the other TikTokers. I'll make it happen. I'll put in a good word for you. I'll be like, yo, you need to do an interview with Aurelia now.
Thank you.
Of course. Bianca asks, where can I see the rest of the interviews? So if you type in on YouTube, just like Weird Vibes MTV, it shows, like, all the channel, but on their channel, they put all of Aurelia's interviews into a playlist. I think it's episode 11, and it shows them giving her the giant check and all the swag, and then all her interviews. Speaking of, so you have the giant check. What else, and I noticed you had the shirt too. Do you have anything else that they gave you still?
I have the clock somewhere, and I forget what else I got.
Alex also wants to know, does your friend still work for MTV?
No, not anymore. Yeah, she has another dog now named Phyllis.
My friend Weak Meme wants to know, any future goals career-wise? Now we're getting personal.
Well, I hope I can get back to doing interviews and stuff and, like, make a career of it, maybe.
If shows happen again and, like, we're coming through Ohio, if we're, like, close enough, you're for sure coming on the guest list. Like, I want to hang out with you. we'll do an interview just in person. Any fun facts you want to share about that day or anything else that you feel like we haven't covered that you want to talk about?
I have to, like, go back and, like, because it's long ago. It's 9 years. Well, the other episodes of Weird Vibes are very good.
Has, like, it been 9 years
already? People watch them, they'll have, like, a better understanding of mine, like, the humor and the, like, it's like the same, like, very similar questions. Mac DeMarco hosted the Pitchfork Festival Weird Vibes episode the year after I did it. So his episode is good.
His episode is good. It is not as good as yours because no one can compete with you. But I did watch some of the other clips on there because I was, like, trying to get I'd never seen the show aside from your dealio. So I was just, like, trying to figure out, like, if that was, like, the usual, like, tone of the show. And it absolutely was. But yeah, they should have had you full time, dude, for sure.
I'm actually on, like, another episode. I'm on the Valentine's episode. I called in. Yeah, so I'm on that one.
Oh, wow. I missed that. Okay, well, I will have to look that up, and everyone else will have to look that up as well. Cool. Well, I think that about wraps it up. Well, first of all, let me shout out and say thank you, Aurelia at Endless Shrimp, for taking the time to talk to me and answer all these questions I've had for so long. Anything you want to plug for yourself right now? Like,
just my TikTok. I'm going to make more videos. I'm really surprised how many people, like, watch my thing. I'm, like, really surprised. like every time the ASAP interview is posted.
Well, it shouldn't be a surprise anymore because, you know, you're a legend and we all love it and you. So
thank you.
Of course, dude. Well, I think that about wraps it up. Again, everyone go follow at Endless Shrimp here on Instagram, at The Endless Shrimp on TikTok. Oh, yeah. And once more, The Endless Shrimp on TikTok is in a contest right now. Go watch her TikTok to give her the most views so she can win another contest.
A real contest this time.
Touche. A real contest. The only contest I've ever won, I won a year's supply of free pizza from Pizza Rev. And I won a contest to go see the 1975 on a roof one time. That was cool. But we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about you. Aurelia, dude, thank you so much.
Thank you for interviewing me.
Dude, of course. It was so fun.
You're one of my favorite TikTok accounts.
Oh, stop. Pish posh. You're just,
for real.
You're just saying that.
Not just saying that.
Oh, stop.
The generic indie boy thing is really good.
Thank you.
Very spot on.
I appreciate that, dude.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. Later, dude. And bye, everyone. Woohoo. Thanks for listening. You can find me on omfgrant.com or on your favorite social media sites. Just look for @omfgrant, and that's me. Later.